Happy Halloween, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. And we are here back with another episode of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. And welcome to my Halloween special. I just posted a YouTube video yesterday, had to be a day early. And I probably know that by the time you folks listen to this, it's going to be November. And basically, I just want to wish all you folks out there a happy Halloween, and as I say, Halloween is that time of year where you get to feel like a kid again. Like, you get to dress up and eat, get candy from neighboring houses. Well, for me, it's neighboring professors, actually. And the reason I'm here today is because this year actually marks two very special anniversaries. Marking the 25th anniversary of the movie Hocus Pocus. And that's the first movie. It actually was released in July of 1993. It did not fare well in the box office at all. And now it's a cult classic for every Halloween. Like, everybody watches it every Halloween. I'm thinking to myself, maybe if they released it on Halloween, it may have fared better in theaters. Basically, it didn't do so well, and now it's doing well on television. And recently, they had the 25th, Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary Halloween bash, and I watched it, and it was pretty good all the way to the end. Like, the host was Vanessa Hudgens, who is known for her role as, I can't remember her name. She was known for her being one of the main characters in the High School Musical trilogy, and I'm glad that she's one of the hosts. I forget the other guy's name. There was everything from like the effects to the actors, and to them flying on the broomsticks, because they actually had a pulley system that they used to help them fly to make them look like the Sanderson sisters look like they were really flying. Anyway, the movie's about three witches that are trying to suck the life out of children, which they did to start the movie, then they were hanging and brought back to life. And it was apparently the movie. Like, it was apparently the hardest part was flying, because they had to pull on a pulley system to basically get them to make it look like that they were flying for real. And I can't believe that they had to do that. And there was one actor who played Billy, Doug Jones. He literally had moths in his mouth when he cut open his mouth, because he was poisoned and his mouth was so much up with a dull needle, so he couldn't tell the secrets, because he was cheating on his girlfriend, which was one of the Sanderson sisters. And when he came back, when he was brought back to life, he cut his mouth open next to Max, and he literally, they were real moths. And now it will be like CGI animation. Yeah, it was they were real moths. They had to put something special in there so the moths wouldn't get all wet, because moths can't fly when they're wet. And then the person that played Max, he actually retired from acting in the early 2000s. And it's actually hard to believe that 25 years later, that movie, even though it was a success in theaters, it's a success right now. And actually, one of the actors, like at the beginning of the movie, played Zachary Binks. The man who played him, Sean Murray, is now very successful in a show called NCIS, as he plays Agent McGee. And basically, it's really amazing how far this movie has gone. And I want to go out there saying great job to all those people, because and the 25th anniversary of Hocus Pocus Bash, there was also a fashion show. like, I forget who won third place. I think second place was Ladies Just as Sanderson Sisters. First place, there was a lady that was dressed like a spider. Well, she bent backwards and actually literally crawled like a spider, because that's how the suit worked. And basically, yeah, I wish Hocus Pocus a very special happy anniversary, because it's the last day of October, and the next day it's going to be November, and like 3 weeks I'm going to be on break, and while I'm on break, it's going to be Mickey's birthday, and I'll be doing a special on that, actually, and basically, it's going to be an awesome ride. Anyway, now that we're doing Hocus Pocus, time to get to the big one, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Actually, it's also another anniversary, as it's the 25th anniversary of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Now, we all know it's technically, it has Christmas in the name, so like, why didn't they play it on Halloween? Well, it actually starts off in a town based off of Halloween, with Jack Skellington and Sally and the rest of Halloween Town. Let's just say, Jack, they just got done with another successful Halloween, and for some reason, Jack the Pumpkin King isn't feeling himself, and he ends up finding a door that leads him to Christmas Town. And he ends up saying, maybe we could do this holiday and switch for Santa. So he has three kids dressed in Halloween costumes, kidnap Santa Claus, and he dresses up as Santa himself. And the toys aren't very good. They're Halloween themed and they're scary. Jack was blown out of the sky, and he survived. Yeah, before all this, he told those three kids to make Santa comfortable. Before that, he told them to leave a little villain called Oogie Boogie out of it. Well, the kids ended up sending Santa to Oogie Boogie, who was a monster. Like, basically, he was a sack monster with bugs in him. And Sally almost saved Santa, but she unfortunately failed. But yeah, Jack came to save the day, because he had a moment of clarity, thinking, you know what, Halloween's my thing, I'm going to stick with it. So he goes to save Santa Claus from Oogie Boogie by unthreading Oogie Boogie and sending all his bugs into a pot of molten metal lava, I think. Then the last bug is squished by Santa, and Santa fixes Christmas. And it's another day in Halloween Town, and Santa sends snow to Halloween Town. Then he says to Jack, Happy Halloween, and Jack says back, Merry Christmas. Then he and Sally intently start a loving relationship together. Well, that's how it ended. They ended up on a hilltop. And basically, they were thinking about doing a sequel to this, and apparently the plans fell through, and it didn't even happen. This was a more difficult movie, actually. This movie was what they call claymation animation. It took them like 36 hours just to complete like a few seconds. Or I could be wrong, you know. But it's probably not wrong, though. Yeah, and seeing how successful this movie is today, it's played both at Christmas time and on Halloween. And I love to watch that movie every time, because all the hard work those people went into. It was done by legendary filmmaker Tim Burton. He also made... Tim Burton was known for his types of animation. They're downright awesome. And also the Toy Story Terror that plays on Halloween. That's awesome, too. Yeah, this is about The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I just want to say to the animators, you did a job well done. And I wish you guys all luck right now in your successful animation careers. And Thank you for making The Nightmare Before Christmas the movie we all know and love today on Halloween and Christmas. Okay, that's all the time I have today for this Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery Halloween special. And if you noticed, I used a different entrance this time. I used, since it's Halloween, I decided to go a little Michael Jackson Thriller, because Michael Jackson, he was actually at Epcot. There was a ride based off of him. And I think, yeah, there was. Back in the past, there was a ride based off of him. So I figured, for Halloween special, why don't I use Michael Jackson's song, Thriller? Anyway, that's all the time I have for this podcast. Remember, if you like this podcast, make sure you go check, give it a big thumbs up, as it really helps me out, and go check out my other podcast episodes. And if you want to, go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matt Avery YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to that, as that really helps me out also. If you want to subscribe to my social media, Matt Avery Disney is my Twitter in all caps. And Matt Avery Randall in all lowercase is my Instagram. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I am the Disney Enthusiast and Says It Round Off Life, Matthew Avery. And I'll see you in the next podcast, my friends. And happy Halloween.